If you want to read more consistently and more often, then watch this video. And if not, watch this anyway. So, you know, guys, I got a tactic that I'm using for last 2 months, and this tactic is working for me. In this video, I'm going to share the same tactics with you so that you can start reading more books and you can start getting more knowledge from the books. So, if you're new here in this channel is all about entrepreneurship, success mindset, and developing yourself. So, if you related to this topic and if you want to learn more about this topic, consider subscribing this channel. So, guys, without any further delay, let's start this video.
They encourage you to read books. You know, I could always get as many books as I wanted. I could go to the library. You know, I had a grandmother who would read to us, and it was, you know, it was thought to be a great thing. So early reading lets you imagine all these situations and start to think of yourself. You know, could I ever run a business? Could I ever discover something in science? And I do think some positive reinforcement of, hey, you're clever, you can do these things at a young age takes you a long ways. And, you know, then, this is a great time to be a curious person.
Once on my life were the books that I read. Books have formed me. Who I am today, how I think, what I feel, have all been formed by what I read. And that practice of reading good books began when I was probably in the seventh grade. My parents paid our allowance. I'm the middle child, my brother's older.
There are lots of lessons in there. I read Isaacson's biography of Jobs, which I thought was quite interesting. And I actually really liked his biography of Benjamin Franklin, who I would say is certainly one of my heroes. He seemed like a really great guy.
And you actually managed to incorporate any of this into your own strategy, your own way of doing business, your own ethos and philosophy?
Well, I think in the case of Franklin, he did what needed to be done at the time it needed to be done. So, you know, he was in different fields and he sort of thought about, okay, what's the important thing that needs to be accomplished right now, and then worked on that.
Today, as our life is getting busy in 21st century, we have a lot of misconception that reading is boring, reading has a waste of time. People think that, you know, by reading the books, people nobody getting benefit. But in this video, guys, I'm going to tell you the three benefits that reading can actually improve your life. So the first, you know, benefit, you know, that I want to share here is reading can actually give a new way of life and give a different perspective of life. Now reading expose you a new things, new ways, and new understanding, new information, new ways of handle situation, also a new ways to solve them. Because, you know, guys, we all know that when we reading the things, we have different perspective. It make us realize and understand the world and yourself in a different way. Reading can also help you to find your hobbies, and it's make a lot of explore things, which eventually becomes your career and success in the future. Number two point, if I say reading makes you smarter. Now, we all know, guys, that when you read the books, it's actually going to increase your lot of vocabulary, as well as it will increase your imagination power. So when you have a lot of imagination power, it will increase your memory, and it will also empower you to have more skills in your life. That is going to be beneficial in your future as well. Number third is, reading actually increases your creativity and imagination. Now, through reading, your imagination and creativity increases. It gives you different ideas and understanding. Good reader from the young reader and can become a good reader. Now, reading sparks the imagination. When you read, you are taken into the new world. The thing nurtures your brain to develop ideas for new worlds and other responsibilities. And reading exposes you actually a new world, as I said earlier, and it will also going to improve a lot of memory. So with this, reading is actually a great thing. If you want to know more about reading, I will put a lot of research about the readings. You can have read that research. And thanks so much for watching this video. And after this, you can also watch some course about reading and the some philosopher thought on reading. After this, keep watching. Thanks.